Carved into the silent cliffs of Takh-e-Bostan lies an ancient inscription, a timeless tale of power and splendor from the Sasanian Empire, telling the enduring story of Ardashir II. This bas-relief was created around 379 CE, coinciding with the beginning of Ardashir II's reign, a time when Iran's western frontiers were the stage for decisive battles against the Roman Empire. At the center of this majestic relief stands Ardashir II, upright and adorned with a grand crown, depicted in a sacred moment as he receives the Far-e-Izadi, the divine glory, a symbol of legitimacy and heavenly power bestowed upon the earthly ruler. Behind the king stands Mithra, the god of light and covenant. A lotus flower lies beneath his feet, and in his hand he holds a sprig of the sacred barsam plant, symbols of life, fertility, and righteous oaths, reflecting a divine bond between the Shahanshah and the forces of good. To the king's right stands Ahura Mazda, the supreme deity of the Iranian faith, robed in flowing garments and crowned with a tall headdress, offering the ring of Far-e-Izadi to the king, a symbol of divine rule and absolute legitimacy. Beneath the feet of the king and the deities lies the figure of a fallen enemy, disheveled and defeated, believed by scholars to possibly represent Julian, the defeated Roman emperor, a testament to Sasanian triumph over Rome. The inscription of Ardashir Su at Takh-e-Bostan is more than a mere royal remnant. It is a hymn of politics, religion, and sovereign power that propelled a great civilization forward. It is the silent voice of history echoing through the mountains, telling a lasting tale of Iran's glory and grandeur.